Welcome, everybody, to RP Grinders. I don't even know what episode this is, guys. What up? Anybody know what episode this is? It's like four. I don't know. It's like near
3,432.
Yeah, it's like
we're close to 420.
It's like near a million. Yeah.
You got to be high that episode, Frank.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. All right, guys, we got lots to talk about, lots of news. How was your week, guys? I'll start with you, Breakman.
It was a week. It happened.
Yeah, it was a week for me, too, man. And, are you guys all in agreement 2016 can go to fucking hell? Like seriously?
Yeah, like, Ohio rough, can go to hell. Fuck the Ohio government.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm kind of on board with that one.
Yeah.
All governments can go to hell.
This is.
And it's like I'm less frustrated like the celebrity deaths than people whining about celebrity deaths.
Well,
like, for fuck's sake, people die. I'm like, okay, John Glenn. Yes, he was he was a major figure. He's also 95 years old.
No,
he's lived a long and very full life.
I understand that, but they're. I mean. These people matter to other people, Mug, and I was affected by John Glenn a lot. As a matter of fact, who's messing with their
mind? I was more mad that Trump had the tasteless tact to congratulate how long he lived and the kind of life he led when his administration will probably shit-can NASA even more.
Well, we'll see about that. I mean, I'm not going to say anything until shit happens, but I mean, I understand people's frustration with people dying, but you're right, Mug. People do die, and that's life.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I guess it's like everyone's just like, it's like someone dies.
Yeah.
I mean, it happens all the time. There are lots of other people who are celebrities of less note that might not have been on your radar that died. That you just don't care about because they don't matter to you.
But I get it. I get it.
Or they matter to somebody else.
Yeah.
See, and it's just like everyone's just like, oh, 2016 can go fuck itself in the air. It's like I'm more worried about 2017 through 2020.
Especially since
it's almost over.
Well, I'm worried. I'm also worried about that too, Mug. But that doesn't mean that 2016 wasn't a shitty year for me. Like really shitty.
Yeah.
But let's not talk about some nonsense. Let's get into some gaming news, starting with Eric.
Okay, from Gematsu. Hopefully there won't be any typos in this one. But we're supposed to get through them quick, so I'm just going to do that. So the Silver Case for the PS4 is launching April 18th in North America, April 21 in Europe. And it'll be available as both physical and digital release. And I think the physical release is supposed to have limited edition stuff in here, which is not listed here, but whatever.
Yeah. From Suda51, there's what exactly is this type of game, Eric?
It's a visual novel / adventure game.
Ah, cool. Okay. Suda51 is doing it. I'm a fairly big fan of Suda51. Dungeon Buster's in chat. What's up, Dungeon? Dungeon. I was going to call you Dungeon.
Dungeon.
Dungeon Buster. Dungeon
Jester?
Dungeon
Buster.
Yeah, or Bungeon Duster. How about that?
That's Bungeon Duster. Yes,
yeah,
there you go.
Bungeon Duster.
Now, wait, we got to switch out all the vowels.
Yeah, exactly. That would be awful, man.
Jumbin Duster.
Yeah, there you go. I like that better. All right, next story. Let's go to you, Bug.
All right. From Gematsu. Excel World versus Sword Art Online. Millennium Twilight launches March 16th in Japan. Coming to PS4 and PS Vita March 16th. It will cost 7,600 yen on PS4 and 6,800 yen on Vita. If you purchase the digital version before the 12th, it's only a discount of about $7 for each one if you order them early.
Does it say what type of game it is or RPG?
I wouldn't know because I don't.
I'm gonna say it's Sword Art Online, so. Game.
Yeah, it looks like an action RPG.
Yeah.
Action fighting game because it's supposed to be versus. It says.
Yeah, because it looks kind of like in the Dynasty Warriors or Dissidia vein.
Yeah. All right. Sounds interesting. All right, anything else on that before we move on, Mug?
Nah, go ahead.
All right. Let's see. Did I get you, Breakman?
Coming to us live from Gematsu. Dragon Ball Future. Oh, no.
That's a
Dragon
German
Ball
version.
Fusions launches February 17th in Europe. What'd you say, Frank?
That sounds
I said
painful.
That was the German version.
February 17th. There you go.
All right. February
17th. The Middle East. Australasian territories. Is that an actual word?
I don't know.
Australasian, yeah.
Okay.
It's like comprising Asia and Australia.
Well, I figured that's what it meant, but I didn't.
It is a real word.
I thought they were making their own word. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
Congrats. That's all. Let's move on.
Let's move on. Next story comes to us also from Gamatsu. Sony announces smartphone games lineup. Hotshots Golf. I was a fairly big fan of Hotshots Golf back in the PlayStation days. Wild Arms. I was also.
Oh, I love what? No, I don't.
I like Wild Arms.
He just doesn't like the first game, and he never played the other ones.
The other ones
That's true. Fair point.
I remember one having like this awful platforming thing. I can't remember which one, but they were.
That one's original.
Yeah.
No, he's talking about three. Yeah.
Dungeon Buster says.
I don't
says,
care. First one's original.
Dungeon Buster says Gundam Buster. There you go.
Frank's talking about like the final dungeon. There's like a platforming section.
Oh God, it was so awful, man. It was just terrible.
That does sound awful.
Ugh. Let's see. What else do we got?
Well, you don't jump or anything, but there are platforms that you do have to walk on, and they disappear.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was frustrating and sucked. It was just awful. Let's see. Speaking of Gundam Buster, what the fuck is that? Jesus Christ. What else do I got here? Parappa, NIS, and Square Enix projects, and more. So let me just give you the rundown here. Ark the Lad, which is interesting. Give Dungeon Buster a little bit of this.
Oh, boy.
Gundam Star.
You guys remember that, don't you? That's
yeah,
pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, sadly. Let's see here. Sadly, Wild Arms, I already mentioned. Parappa the Rapper, which was awesome. Disgaea, which I'm not a big fan of, but I know it's huge. Yomawari, I've never heard of that one.
Oh, we have an article on there that just talks about Disgaea and Yomawari, so let's just discount that then.
All right.
I've never played Disgaea.
It's a you might like it. It's a strategy RPG. It's definitely
it's very, very, very grindy.
But Frank, you have a mobile device. You can play Yomawari on that.
Yeah, when I get time, Eric. I'm sure
they'll localize that version.
Yeah. All right. Next story. I'll go ahead and do the next story as well, guys. Nep.
But you also have to buy Disgaea on the mobile phone.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that, man. Next story.
Dungeon Bus said that song should be in the Cryptid Necker Dancer.
What? Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It is.
Gangnam Style.
Caught myself.
I have no idea what the Necker Dancer is, but I think that was
it's crazy. A rhythm-based to roguelike game.
Yeah. That
it's very hard.
That would fit in nice, wouldn't it? I don't even know what he's saying.
All right.
Every time I hear that song.
Of course
song,
not. You don't speak Korean.
I feel like dancing. I don't know why. All right, next story from Gamatsu, guys. Nep Nep Connect, Chaos Chen Peru, delayed to 2017 in Japan. But you'll get some items and cards as an apology. Compile hard.
Oh, so basically they realize it's a terrible title, and the title of that game is
of
terrible.
They didn't realize it's a
this
terrible
year,
title. It's Japan.
Well, this year's flush with terrible titles, so they had to move it to 2017 so they could get the jump on terrible titles.
Hey, I got a question about that, Mug. Do we get these shitty titles because it's like badly translated or it just doesn't?
Well, this is
hold
Japanese
on, Eric.
Name. Who knows what it'll be called?
Well,
if
Eric,
localized.
Please hang on.
Usually,
let me ask Mug.
Usually. We get shitty titles like that because people are pandering to weeaboos who want everything to be in Japanese.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, I got you.
And maybe we'll get an actual translation in as a subtitle.
Yeah. Okay. Basically, it's to improve the game's quality, which is always a good excuse in my opinion. But you'll be getting in return for the delay 60 fruit crystal gems. Oh, yay. Four kinds of book items.
I love fruit crystal gems. They're so good. It's one of my favorite snacks when I was growing up.
I like that cereal.
The gems sound like a pay-to-play type of thing.
Doesn't that sound like a good cereal? 60 fruit
crystal gems. I was thinking it sounds more like a gummy candy or something like that.
Yeah, maybe like
you know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like, you know, in Metro how ammo is also your money.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like, too. Like, you could eat it, but then it's gems and you could spend it.
Yeah.
Like, you're eating money. Like, I don't...
I'm thinking like jujubes is basically what I want to think of. Fruit gems.
Yeah.
Well, jujubes is like basically what we're talking about.
Jujubes are terrible.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of those. But you'll also be getting 5 kinds of gem items, 5 kinds of elemental items, 50,000 GP, whatever. I think that's gold pieces. 4 kinds of 3-star strength material cards, and 4 kinds of 4-star strength material cards. So a card-based game, apparently. So that's what you'll be getting. Let's move on to the next story mug.
All right. Coming to us from Gematsu. Fallen Legion will be launching in the first half of 2017 for both PS4 and PS Vita. But apparently, it's a high-speed action RPG, and it's been confirmed at the PlayStation Experience, and the PlayStation 4 and Vita versions will each have their own unique story. A limited run physical print of both versions are also planned through limited run games.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt.
Hang on, I'll go through the story bit real quick. PS4 version, you guide Princess Cecile, the reluctant empress of a dying kingdom. You mean empire? While Cecile is on a quest to restore glory to the crumbling empire, the Legate is planning a coup d'etat to reclaim the throne. And PS Vita version will see the events in Fallen Legion from the perspective of the Legate, a charming and cunning tactician as he battles to oust the monarchy and root out traitors amongst his army. So it's kind of like the two different versions of Fire Emblem.
Yeah, I see. I can see that.
And that actually sounds kind of cool. Like making both versions.
Oh yeah, and by the way, this is actually a Western game, so. And Ben, I think Ben Bateman, who used to work at Axis Games, is doing. Wait, no, this is a Japanese game, but he's the localization editor.
Hmm. All right, I like that there's a werewolf in it too, Mug. So that's really.
Wait,
cool.
No, says both Twisted stories are the brain. Oh, so he did write the story. It is a Western game.
All right, Eric. Let's move on here, Mug. Do you have anything else on this story?
No, it just looks like one of the things it looks like there may be some strategy type elements to it. And like when we say defend a village, we mean it. Choosing defend, being player straight at the front line, and you have one chance to defeat the barbarian invaders.
Cool.
That sounds kind of neat.
Yeah.
I kind of like that, having two different versions that are actually worth owning.
I'm interested. It's
better than the Pokemon approach.
I'm looking at this game, guys, and what do you think of this idea? A virtual reality RPG. Where we all could get on and play a virtual reality RPG like this, or something like Skyrim, or something of that nature. Maybe get Dungeon Buster involved.
Sounds like you're describing Ready Player One.
Yeah, maybe. But I don't know. I think that would be really cool if they could do a really good, like, graphically intense version of... You know, maybe even something like Skyrim, and we could all play, man. That just crossed my mind. That's just food for thought. All right, moving on, Breakman.
Coming to us live from Gematsu, Ease Origin coming to PS4 and PS Vita on February 21st. Well, that was easy.
Yeah, there you go.
Caveat emptor, it is being done by .emu, and apparently they don't have the greatest track record.
Yeah, but that has more to do with emulation. This is a port job. Yeah. But still, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't played like their ports of East 1 and 2 on the mobile, so I didn't. So I
they did the mobile version?
Yeah.
I
don't know if
I haven't either. I'm trying to.
The screenshot looks really good. I'm interested. Hopefully it's good, guys. All right, next story. Who did I miss? Eric, next story, please.
Next story is... from Gematsu, Danganronpa V3 Killing Harmony is coming west in 2017. We already knew this was coming out, but I guess we had to wait for an official announcement, and here it is.
Yeah, there you go.
Physical and digital versions for the PS4 and Vita, and it'll have dual audio like it did the previous times. And
you skipped a story.
I'll get it next. Go ahead.
Okay.
I did?
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. Go ahead, Eric. What else?
Oh, right. I did. But oh well. You can get a limited edition available for pre-order on the NASA store for $100 for PS4 and $80 for PS Vita.
Yeah.
And you can get – it comes with a copy of the game, limited edition deluxe soundtrack, original Danganronpa 3 V3 soundtrack. I'm guessing this first soundtrack is probably for the other games. But also a hardcover art book, an ultimate hat, ultimate backpack, and ultimate headphones, and the collector's box. See, the thing, the conceit of the game is that everybody's an ultimate something, so of course they're going to put that in here.
Yeah. All right. Anything else on that, Eric?
Unless you want me to read the about, no.
No. Mug, can you do the last story, please? Dungeon Buster can't wait for the Nier Automata demo.
The story we're about to talk about. I had posted the link in chat before I realized he was reading the next story.
Yeah, it's all right. Nier Automata will launch for PlayStation 4 on March 7th in North America and Europe, which they announced during the PlayStation Experience. PC version is scheduled for a general 2017 release. Demo will be available to download by the PlayStation Store within the next couple weeks. Yeah. In North America, they will release both the Black Box and Day One editions. These editions have not been confirmed for release in Europe, and it has some details that like some DLC and some.
I had the link up, but my links were all out of order.
That's right, Eric.
Yeah. Oh, holy crap! The Black Box edition is $190 exclusively at the Square Enix online store.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Hang on, let's see if it's worth it here. A sleek black collector's edition box, the Nier Automata game, exquisitely crafted Yorha 2B figurine, a hardback 64-page art book, an exclusive steelbook case featuring artwork from renowned Akihiko Yoshida, Final Fantasy XIV and Bravely Default, hauntingly beautiful soundtrack featuring 13 live-recorded songs from Nier and Nier Automata, composed by veteran Keiichi Okabe. And all Day One edition digital content, including the Machine Mask accessory, Gwenmore Weiss pod, Play System pod skin, Retro Gray pod skin, Retro Red pod skin, and Cardboard pod skin. So, yeah, I'm not seeing that it's worth
$190. $190 on that has too much money.
They
obviously don't know how to spend their money.
I've seen more ridiculous collector's editions. Like, how about the Leon Kennedy jacket Resident Evil 6 edition?
Oh my god, that was awful. MXT.
Wait a second. What? Okay, so all right, I was just looking at the picture here. The figure, I mean, it looks like it's a nice figure, like the statuette thing that they've included. But it says height is 150 millimeters.
Yeah, it's
small. That's about 6 or 7 inches.
Yeah, it's small, man. It's just,
that is some horse shit.
Yeah, you better be getting like a Gunpla for that.
Well, yeah, I'm thinking like you should get something like if you look at the Assassin's Creed 2 or Assassin's Creed Brotherhood's special edition stuff, you got very well made statue of like Ezio and the
that's not worth it, but the game is probably going to be
That is. Yeah, I mean, the game might be good, but that special edition is definitely
I'm excited for this game.
Whoever wants to buy that special edition, please come to us first so we can smack you and then take your money.
And then, no. This is what we could do. If you plan on buying
that special edition for Final Fantasy 15 was better.
Eric, hang on. If you plan on buying that special edition, come to us. We'll beat the shit out of you, and you could just buy each of us a copy. How's that sound? That would
because you apparently have money to spend.
And it was funny. It's like that would cost. Actually, it's like buying the special edition costs more than buying three copies of the regular
one. Exactly, it's ridiculous. The Great Cornholio, aka MXT, is in chat. Welcome, MXT. All right, next story from Gamatsu: Yakuza 6 coming west in early 2018. This should be exciting to Dungeon Buster too. Is it big?
You might as well read the next one because it's related.
All right, I'll read it. So it's coming out. Doesn't say exactly when in 2018, but we will get it. Or I'm sorry, 2017. Europe in 2018. That's kind of weird.
No, it is 2018.
Oh, I got you.
The next one in 2017.
I got you. Okay, 2017.
The next
article. So, all right, next article, also from Gamatsu, West in summer of 2017. So there you go. Yakuza Kiwami for PlayStation 4 will be out in the summer.
And that is the remake of the original game.
Yeah. All right. Next story, let's go with Breakman.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Ni no Kuni 2 launches 2017, PSX trailer 2016. Well, since there's only a couple weeks left, that doesn't give them much time to give us that trailer, does it?
No, it does not. There is a trailer for it. It's out already, but whatever. Okay. All right.
Moving on.
No, that's cool. This is good news. The first Ni No Kuni did a lot of things right. It did some things wrong, but I enjoyed Ni No Kuni. What was it? Wrath of the White Witch?
I heard most people complained about the combat.
Yeah, the combat wasn't the greatest, but it was a good game.
It babysit everything.
It had a... it had a good, a decent story, so I enjoyed the first game. It was good.
I still need to play it and get back to it at some point.
It's good. I like the game. I beat that game. It's really good. All right, next story, Mug.
All right. Coming to us live from the site which must not be named. Sakura Wars creators, new title, Sora to Umi no Aida, which, if I'm not mistaken, would mean sky and sea. It's like Moment of Sky and Sea, but those may be proper names, so that wouldn't apply.
Between Sky and Sea.
Yeah, Between Sky and Sea. Not Moment, Space. It's coming to smartphones. No further details were shared, but it was revealed that the creator began working on the game after he was invited back in January of this year.
So the creator is OG Hiroi, who did the Sakura Wars games.
I don't know what you're talking about in chat, MXT. He's talking about some small business administrator. I have no idea what you're talking about, man. All right, anything else on that, Mug?
No, that was it for that. That was a very lean story.
All right, next story, Breakman.
Coming to us live from this same site that won't be named, Dragon Quest VIII GameStop pre-order include a pouch.
What? That's not the story, man. You skipped the story. That's right. Go ahead read that one, man.
I'm sorry. Just the one I loaded. Yeah, Dragon Quest VIII GameStop pre-order including a pouch. Yeah,
I like that. I might have to go into GameStop for the first time in, 2 years? I don't know.
It'll be coming to the 3DS on January 20th. So there you go, Frank. You'll be there on the 20th.
Right. Is there any place I could use PayPal money to buy a GameStop gift card?
Oh shit! I'm so wrong. Silicon Error straightened me out. It came out on January 20th, 2016. It's already out. My bad.
What?
This is apparently a really old story.
Yeah, no.
I'm sorry. Thanks for straightening me out, Silicon Error.
They fucked up. It's 2017, January 20th.
Let's say what now? No. It clearly says 2016 here.
Yeah, because it's the site that...
This game's already out, Frank.
Silicon Error.
Yeah, it's been out for a year, guys. It's been out for a year, according to Silicon Error, our favorite site. All right, let's go back to the other story. Shantae.
Shit is bothering me. I'm going to email them.
All right, let's go back to this story here, guys. Disgaea and Yomawari Night Alone are headed to smartphone.
I already told you to delete that.
Oh, let's delete that then. Let's go to Shantae.
It was rolled in the other article. I didn't know it was part of it.
All right. Shantae Half Genie Heroes digital launch date is December 20th, 2016. If anybody hasn't played Shantae, it's a great little platformer. It's a good game. Shantae's next heroic adventure has been dated. The 20th, which is 11 days from now. It was announced on the game's Kickstarter page, covers the worldwide Xbox One PC versions, as well as the North American and European PlayStation 4, PlayStation Vita, and Nintendo Wii U iterations. No confirmation on anything on the Switch, which is weird. I would think this would be a day one launch.
Because the game was kickstarted before the Switch was even a thing.
Yeah, well, we might see that ported eventually. And they will have... They have not yet announced physical editions, but I'm sure those will be coming as well. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Well, this story's a little old because I got an email that's saying just the 27th is the date for at least the physical Wii U version.
All right, let's hear it. What's the story, man? All right, I'll do it.
I thought you were talking about the Shantae.
No,
still.
I'm talking about Gun Pixies, man.
Oh, Gun Gun Pixies is releasing in Japan on March 23rd and next year, and for the Vita. And this is a Japanese release date, by the way. But we talked about this before. But you play as some dwarf girls, and you apparently shoot other girls.
Okay.
It's a pervy fan service game. That's all I have to say.
Like Galgun.
Yeah.
Let's see. MXT's linking me something in chat. It's about
don't do it. Don't do it, Frank. It's a trap.
It's something about Donald Trump and Linda McMahon. I don't know what the fuck's going on there. I heard something about one of the McMahons being.
Yeah, Linda McMahon has been like put up as an appointee for his cabinet.
Oh, you got to be fucking joking me, man. Oh,
I wish I were.
Christ, man. All right. Let me go on to something here from Gamatsu that'll probably make me a little happier than that stupid story, MXT. Dragon Quest Heroes 2 for the PS4, coming to North America on April 25th, Europe on April 28th. So there you go. The graphics look pretty awesome on it. The story...
Last week we talked about a leak, and now it's official.
Yeah. Let's see. The story is, once upon a time, many years ago, there was a long and terrible war. Of course there was. When the war finally ended, the people of the world made a solemn pact never to fight again. The world was divided into seven realms, and peace reigned for 1,000 years. Isn't it always 1,000 years or 2,000 years? So
yeah.
Weird. Yeah, it's always...
the thing is, you have to remember that historical stuff is based on it uses a base 10 counting system.
Right.
So everything happens on, you know, some base 10, round numbers. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, momentous stuff always happens with round numbers.
Yeah, so it's never like
it's 2016. It's 2016. Nothing's going to happen.
Yeah,
Dracula
right.
Dracula supposedly resurrects every 100 years, but somebody always wakes him up before then.
It's you never see something like oh, the monster's resurrected every 2,723 years. It's always like 1,000 years later. You know, it's like whatever. Okay, yeah. I'm down
exactly on that anniversary. You know, wouldn't you think like an empire would start guarding against something like that and an expectation of something going wrong.
Yeah, with 1,000 years.
Like, oh, it's like in Final Fantasy VI, you know, the War of the Magi was 1,000 years ago. You know, maybe we should do some preparation.
Right.
Because 1,000-year anniversary
shit's
coming up,
gonna
guys.
Go down.
Yeah. Time to prepare. Yeah, exactly. Oh, celebration. No. Prepare for war.
MXT says, or
Chrono Trigger, the Millennial Fair, 1,000 years after.
Imagine that. Yeah, it's always, I mean, even like shooters do that too, you know. It's always like a round number, like I don't know, Call of Duty 2020 or something stupid, you know.
It's like if I ever do a game like that, it's like I'm gonna make it just some random thing. It's like it's 372 years later.
Yeah, exactly. That would be
Order 1866.
MXT says you better
86. Sorry,
MXT says, hey, you better respect your new president of appointees. In fact, you should start every show by standing, saluting, and say the pledge of Trump. I'll come up with that pledge, MXT. Trust me, I'll definitely.
I'll have lots of swearing in it.
You know what? One comment.
I pledge
on this,
to kill you really bad.
I pledge to never ever make fun of an orange orangutan again, because you're already doing that. That'd probably be
okay. I think we should have a contest about that. Like somebody who comes up with the best pledge gets something.
Yeah, that'd be cool, man. That'd be really cool. MXT says, what do you guys think of Final Fantasy 15? Everything I've seen on it looks really good, MXT, surprisingly. I did not have a lot of faith in 15, but it looks good.
I will say it looks good, but I think, you know, it's like, what do I think of Final Fantasy 15? I think I'm never paying full price for it. I think that I'm going to wait until it goes like on, you know, really severe sale, or, you know, for when the inevitable version, you know, with all the DLC bundles.
Yeah,
in,
see,
you know,
that I do that with every major release nowadays, especially like I'll never get like. I may play a Call of Duty game here and there just to see what all the hype is, but I'll always wait till it goes down to like $20 or $15. I'm never gonna play.
Next time you're gonna play Call of Duty, like wait, hook up with me. Oh goddamn, you don't have an Xbox. Never mind.
I'll get one eventually.
Some bitch, motherfucker. Oh, I'm sorry. What was that? My mic. I forgot to mute it. I'm sorry.
When you get a PS4, come back and talk to me. Break that. Let's see. MXT. Dragon Quest Heroes 2 actually looks really good, guys. I'm actually excited for that game, not just because it's Dragon Quest. It looks like it's taken a step up graphics-wise and kind of joined Final Fantasy in that regard, at least from what I've seen. It's not as quite cartoony.
I don't know how it could have done that, considering it's still a multi-platform game, but we're not getting the other two versions.
Yeah. Still looks good, man, from what I've seen. So, all right, Eric, next story, please.
The next story is Anima Gates of Memories PS4 Limited Edition which is physical, by the way, because there are digital deluxe editions on Steam and stuff. But launches early 2017 North America, and it's part NIS has a partnership with the Spanish publisher Badland Games, who published the game on PC. It says it's going for $50, and it'll include the game, collector's box, full color 52-page hardcover art book, 25-track original soundtrack with jewels case, tarot card deck of 22 cards, and a matted art print.
It looks really good for $50, man. I think that's if the game is decent, that'd be worth a special edition get day one.
I haven't read any reviews, but I think they're like in the sevens range.
I mean, look at that 52-page hardcover book. That's pretty cool. 25-page. I mean, we were just talking about a 189 version that included a figurine with like 13 tracks and only a 62. So this, I think that'd be worth it if the game is pretty good. So.
Yeah, I mean, and what's getting back to that? If you gave me like you look at the the King of Fighters limited edition.
Yeah,
you had it. It was a paperback, but it had a nice thick art book, and it had a full 3-CD soundtrack, and that was $80.
Yeah, that's not terrible. I mean, this for $50.
No, that's really good. I mean, when you think about it, the soundtrack alone is probably going to run you about $20.
Yeah, I mean, 52.
Plus you get that nice an art book that actually has all the notes and stuff translated into English. So yeah.
Does anybody know exactly what action RPG? I'm down for an action RPG. I'd like to play this. That might be a special edition I would definitely get. So cool, good ups on NIS for bringing something decent to the table for a change. All right, Mug, next story please.
All right, and it's incredibly pervy sort of sounding sounding title. The Sibling Experiment, which is basically a variant of the Parent
not
Trap.
Interested.
TJ and Jasmine are sick of their brothers and how they act, so they sign up for an experiment that switches more than their siblings in free-to-play visual novel, The Sibling Experiment. Jasmine is a high-maintenance girl, whereas TJ is more of a punk. Both of them have troubles with their brothers, but after signing up for the experiment, they find themselves stuck in the lives of the other. Players will have to help the two girls as they find themselves living through lives completely different from what they're used to, as well as dealing with their new but still annoying brother. They will also have to help find them. They will also have to help them find if there is any way to get out of the experiment.
It's less Parent Trap and more Freaky Friday. But
yeah, that's all right.
Freaky Friday was, basically the Parent Trap all over again.
Yeah. Go ahead.
But it's like they're doing the campaigning for votes on Steam, the green light. So,
well, I just mentioned Freaky Friday because of the body swapping.
Yeah. MXT and Dungeon Buster are talking about Final Fantasy 15. Dungeon Buster is kind of middle ground on Final Fantasy 15. Says the story kind of sucked. MXT is kind of into it. They're talking about Final Fantasy 12, which in my opinion is one of the most underrated Final Fantasy games in the series. What else there? For the patch that is coming out, like Moria mentioned, to work on the story is just ridiculous. I think he's talking about 15.
15. They're putting out a patch that's actually going to like add more story content and fill in some plot holes.
Well, it's more story content in the sense that it's different story to make up for the fact that our story sucked, kind of.
Yeah. All right.
Supposedly they're adding like actual new cutscenes and stuff like that. So I don't know.
But
my point was more that it's like, why bother buying games new? Like, why bother buying games on release? It's almost uniformly the case that you're better off waiting a year or so.
I agree with that. Like, I've always like bitched about this before. I mean, what haven't I bitched about, guys? But why can't just like they do back in the day, just come out with a really good version first and then come out with an expansion later? You know, just
that's what they did.
No. But I mean, like,
the game was finished.
Listen,
it's not incomplete.
No, it is incomplete. If you're adding all that fucking plot shit to the story after the fact, that's an incomplete game, Eric.
Yeah,
it's not.
I got to side with Frank on that. If they're trying to fill in plot holes,
it's lazy.
Then
it's just lazy.
Then that's
Yeah, it's not. I don't think that's cool. I think that's an incomplete game.
Well, the writing in most Final Fantasy games isn't that great, anyway. So the fact
that's,
that
you're that's not an excuse, though.
No,
that's not an excuse.
Not at all.
I know it should be good, but it wasn't. So at least now they're doing something about it.
Oh my god!
Dungeon
Buster brings.
But, that's the thing. It's like the point is again. You shouldn't buy these big. Hang on a second, Eric. Hang on. It's like with these big AAA games and stuff, you shouldn't buy them. You shouldn't buy them day one.
No, I agree.
Simple fact is like there's so many. They tend to release them so early. Hang on a second.
Yeah, hang on, Eric.
They release them like too early, usually with a lot of bugs because they're being forced to meet a release date. They have to patch shit in on from day one onward.
Then later on, fixing
major bugs, or in the case of Final Fantasy 15, adding missing content.
Yeah, that's
or context.
That's the problem, right?
Like,
there.
That's when they parcel out like stuff for DLC. Like I still haven't bought the Arkham Knight.
Yeah.
And it's like I'm not going to buy it until a version comes out that has every single bit of DLC on it.
You know what? I totally agree with that, Mug. And you know what? For a AAA game, that should be the way that everybody does it. Like, just wait. Like, don't fucking give them your money, like, with laziness. That's bullshit, man. Dungeon Buster says, also, remember when Bobby Kotick said he'd be okay with packaging cutscenes and selling them separately years ago? That's Kingsglaive. Yeah, that's bullshit, man. I watched Kingsglaive. It's not good, but there are some key things in that makes other things in the game a lot clearer. That, to me, it's just laziness. It's just bullshit, you know?
It's like that whole sort of saying, like the cross-media thing. It's like, it would be nice to – that was one of the nice things about going to – the earlier Final Fantasies, Final Fantasy 7 or 8. I mean, people bitched about the story in 8. Fuck you. I like it. But the point was that I didn't need to watch a movie or read a book or anything else to understand what the fuck was going on. Apparently, Halo 5 was really bad about that.
Yeah.
Like, if you hadn't been reading the novels, you had no clue what the fuck was going on.
Yep. Dungeon Buster
didn't have a problem. I knew. I didn't have a problem.
I remember reading a lot of that, Break. Like, you're kind of into the series, so maybe you can fill in the gaps with what your knowledge is.
I didn't read books.
No, I didn't say you read books, man. I'm just
saying, don't accuse me of reading.
Dungeon Buster says, see, this is an alternative, guys. This is where a game like Witcher 3 does things really well. It just got better and better over time, Dungeon Buster says. All the patches that enhanced the game were free outside of the DLC that added really big new chunks of content, not pissy cosmetics.
The DLC stuff, those were actually like honest to goodness expansions.
Yep. And that's the right way of doing things. That's the way it should be for these fucking games. But no, it's just pure laziness, guys. All right, that's the end of the news. Do we have any Twitter questions, Breakman?
Whatever I had to say because. Never mind.
No, what did you have to say, Eric?
Nope, go ahead. Fuck you. Never mind. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, I guess. Pissy Eric.
You just slammed down and then you just moved on.
Well, the point is, don't interrupt when someone else is trying to talk.
Eric, you have a habit of doing this, dude.
I wouldn't be able to say anything at all.
Eric, you have the platform to wait till after somebody. If you need to say something, just wait, dude. Like, if I forget, I forget. It's no big deal, dude. If you want to say something, say it. If you don't, let's move on. Do you want to say something, Eric? All right, let's move on.
Well, only.
All right, go ahead.
You didn't let me. I was trying.
Go ahead, Eric. You got the floor. What do you want to say, man?
All I wanted to say is, it sounds from me. To me, from what the extra story content that they're even talking about has little to do with the main game itself.
Okay.
I mean, sure, there's going to be new monsters to fight and new weapons, and new cutscenes. But I don't think the extra story stuff is. I think that's actually separate DLC.
How much have you played of Final Fantasy 15?
I haven't played it at all. I don't have it, but I've been reading things. All right.
I'm going to defer to Dungeon Buster here, Eric. He's played the game for listen.
But I want to go back to the point that I was originally trying to make.
Okay.
About,
go ahead.
Shouldn't buy day one anyways, just out of tier cost because a lot of games aren't even worth $60 anyway.
And games get discounted so quickly,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I think
unless they're Nintendo games.
Yeah, well, Nintendo's kind of the exception to the rule, but I'm going to defer to.
But yeah, I mean, like it really doesn't pay to be an early adopter when it comes to the gaming industry.
No.
I think we can all agree on that.
I just disagree that the game's incomplete. That's all.
That goes with
electronics in general.
I mean, I guess it's true.
A lot of people are feeling that way because a lot of gamers are cheap ass fuckers.
Look, I'm going to defer to Dungeon Buster when it comes to Final Fantasy 15. He's played 30 hours, which I think is plenty of time to kind of get a good grasp of what's going on in the game. He says that there's some key things in that Kingsglaive movie that makes other things in the game a lot clearer. So that's what we're saying.
Well, from what I heard, touching on that same thing. From what I heard about the patch, it was something about Chapter 13, which is had a lot of problems and plot holes and stuff like that. And that was one of the things the patch was specifically going to address. So I don't know. But that's I don't know details because I haven't played the game at all. The
game was a little, what's going on?
Yeah.
So maybe, yeah.
All right.
And again, it's that cross media thing. It's like I saw another thing where apparently there's this scripted prologue that has a lot of specific details that really should have been in the game, but it's not.
Yeah.
And it's like, why not? Why not include this stuff? Why force people to go digging for it? Yeah, especially because a lot of the stuff never even gets localized.
Yeah, I don't like that. I mean, most of the damn plots from Final Fantasy are kind of obtuse anyway, so why do we need to fight to know even more?
I miss Final Fantasy IV.
Yeah.
Just had this very simple, straightforward hero's journey storyline, and it was great.
Yeah, no, I agree. All right.
I'm one of the few people who played all the way through 13. I think everybody else quit. But I don't know what a Falci is. I played all the way through the game, and I don't know what the fuck that is.
That's the thing. Yeah. It's like it's
the Falci are the ones that made you Lucy.
that's the thing. It's like
they're basically the gods of the planet.
Hang on, Eric.
I understand that, but I don't know.
Here's the real thing, right? A Falci is when you say something. It's kind of like when you attack the opponent as instead of the opponent's argument. It's a logical falsi.
It's a logical falsi. I love it, Maury. I knew where you're going with that as soon as you said it, you son of a bitch. Oh man, that's great, man. All right, let's move on, guys. No homie discounts this week. Do we have any Twitter questions, Breakman?
Oh yeah, remember last week when I said we didn't have a Twitter, we didn't have anything on Twitter, and I said that the week before and the week before that. Well, then this week happened, and there's a billion things on Twitter.
All right, let's do it.
They're all from Freak, so let's go.
I gotta just interject one thing. I also thought there's another definition of falsi. Those are the things that women put in their bras to pad them make the boobs look bigger.
Oh man, yeah, less of that, this. Please. I like the real.
That's
thing.
False advertising.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree.
Oh,
go ahead.
I also, before we move on, I want to go back to the sibling experiment article. It's free to play in the sense I'm betting that it's like the first episode's free and it's episodic or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
okay, I know what a falsi is, by the way. It's like Final Fantasy 13's version of a selfie. So there you go. That answers that.
Oh, there question. You go.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry, Breakman. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm skipping that one because he's just asking us about a missing episode. I am listening to 418, says Freak 5 Chaos. Frank says he was anal probed. I say to myself, and he liked it. And then Moria Mug says it too.
Oh boy!
I don't remember that, but okay.
I don't remember. Let's move.
Freak 5 Cast says next summer Frank can prove his would you rather choice. I will bring a jar of puke and have ZA episodes downloaded to my phone. Oh, ooh. drinking puke is better than Dragon Quest VIII. He says. Getting caught up. We need more Mrs. Breakman. She can replace at Frank Branches or me.
No, but I agree. We do need more Mrs. Breakman. I'm okay with that. I'm on board with that. We could use a female voice, Breakman.
Moving on, if I was captured
by
ISIS.
Well, if you insist.
Oh, God. God damn it, you're exiled, Mug. Jesus Christ. What the fuck was that? Go ahead.
45 Cal said it, if he was captured by ISIS, he is converting to Islam, and they were proud to take the would you rather question seriously.
I love it, man. That's
no, he'll probably make him do would you rathers, and then he'll make them all quit Islam.
Yeah, exactly. That,
well, hey, hold on. He has one for him rather, right away.
He's like, would you rather blaspheme the prophet or drink a jar of piss?
Oh, my God.
He has a would you rather
piss be upon him, you know.
Specifically for them, would you rather have sex with a camel or your 12-year-old sister?
The idea,
by Allah, this is a tough question.
The idea that he'll go there and he'll make them do would you rathers, and then they'll no longer believe in Allah.
Oh,
because how could someone so evil live in the world with God that God supposedly created? So God must not be real.
None of us are going to get those 72 virgins, guys.
I think what actually you may have just discovered, Eric may have just uncovered a theological conundrum. It's like, instead of the problem of evil, the problem of evil is the problem of freak flat chaos.
Yeah. The problem of freak flat chaos. That's awesome, man. All right, what else, Break?
Okay, let me see. He tweeted us a picture of somebody who put a harmonica in a car engine of a friend. Applause to that person. You are a genius. let me see. Him and Frank have a back and forth. You guys can read that on Twitter. Let me see here. Episode 417. You can go. You can be the Golden Shower Gang.
I wasn't on that show, so
I don't know what happened. But he says that. I am thinking about getting an Amazon Echo. First question I ask: what is better than Dragon Quest VIII?
And it's going to say nothing except for sex with beautiful women. That's it. That's it.
And then Eric has a lot more confidence in this than I do. And then Freak says, what is worse than DQ8 category as a response to what Eric said?
Oh, God.
I was joking. Well, cause like,
I was going to say, I think that's an empty category. I'm pretty certain that you're just not going to find anything.
Shut up, you're
exiled,
you son of a
bitch. I mean, like, I think you could say, like, you know, again, waterboarding Quest 8 would
walking
be better than Dragon
off this fucking show. Walking
and,
off exile.
He has one more for us. He has a would you rather for us.
All right, let's do it.
Would you rather compulate with Trump or play DQ8?
I'd rather play DQ8. Next, I'm sure everybody's.
What about you, Moria?
I don't know. I could do a good hate fuck.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
What about you, Eric?
Again, I'll just say no to any of Freak 5's chaos questions.
Well, Eric, see, you guys didn't think this out. He just said Trump. He didn't say which Trump.
Well, that's true.
You guys could have hooked up
Ivanka.
With Mrs. Trump.
Ivanka? Or Melania?
I'll probably go for Ivanka.
Or his daughter. But
How about both? How about I get both in bed at the same time, Melania and Ivanka?
Dude, you're not fooling anybody. We know you want Baron.
Oh, get the fuck out of it. That's your style, man. You want Eric. You want Eric Trump, man. Or, yeah, Baron.
I'm rubber, you're glue. Whatever you say bounces off me.
Son of a bitch. I'm walking off this fucking show, man. Ridiculous. Fucking exiled. You're all goddamn exiled. Fuck this. All right, guys. What else, Breakman? Anything else?
No, that's it. Wasn't that enough? I'm overwhelmed.
Oh, God.
I need a break and a nap.
Man, it's like Freak 5 was like constipated or something. He had to get all that out in 3 weeks. All right, let's
all at once.
Let's move on. What have you been playing? The only thing I've been playing, because I've been preoccupied with a lot of bullshit, is Marvel Puzzle Quest. But I will say, Black Panther is pretty fucking awesome in Marvel Puzzle Quest. So that's a little hint. Oh, speaking of Freak 5, guess who's just joined the chat?
Oh, yay. Just missed it.
Yeah, we finished all your tweets, Freak 5.
Right after you entered. Right before you entered, literally.
But in Marvel Puzzle Quest, guys, quick tip. If you ever get a chance to level up Black Panther, he's worth it, man. That motherfucker is awesome. He can end battles with people left and right. It's a good character to level up. So there you go. Eric, what have you been playing?
I've been playing more of Karno Shoujo 2. I beat It'll Do 2, and the review's up on totallygn.com.
I hate that title. Every time I hear someone say, I keep thinking that their audio's cut out.
Which one? Which one?
It'll do too.
Yeah, it'll do.
It's like instead of like little, it's like, or it's like, yeah, oh, how's that game? Which game? It'll do. It's like, it'll do, pig.
It'll do, you know? Donkey. That'll do.
Anyways, I also played some more Pokemon Moon. I played a little bit of Super Mario Maker for 3DS. It's missing a lot of the features that the Wii U version had, like specifically to online. And there's still no search feature for looking for courses.
It sucks, man.
It's basically like a gacha. Like, here are the levels for today.
That sucks.
It does have a nice single player mode where you play through courses to unlock stuff to use in the creator. But and then there's the 100 Mario Challenge, which lets you play random levels that people have made with 100 lives.
Yeah.
I think all the right. Wii U version had that too.
Yeah. All right. Breakman, what have you been playing?
No, I got to wait a moment. He always forgets one.
Go ahead, Breakman.
No, that's it.
Okay. Fallout mostly. Maury, you made me think about it and stepping up my game to be evil. So I've decided, and what I found out in this new one, you get to kind of build your own community. Mm-hmm. I've decided I'm going to kind of be maybe a Negan or governor type. Is that better? Okay. Like stepping up my evil kind of game, you think?
Yeah, that's not bad. Okay. That's one of the silly things about the Fallout games, at least the Bethesda ones, is that you can basically destroy anything and everything, and the game never really remembers any of it. Yeah. It's like the morality system is so binary. It's like if someone sees you steal a fork, like the entire town turns against you.
Right.
And yeah, it's like
they really love their forks.
Yeah, I know. It's just like, you accidentally, it's like, okay, I'm putting my stuff. It's like, even it could have been purely by accident. It's like,
that was our last fork.
I know. I know. It's like, and it's not even like, maybe you want to put that back and get out of town. It's like, nope, you stole it.
Yeah, just blow everything up. That's always a good good thing. I'm wondering when Freak 5 is coming to Denver. I'm waiting on an answer on that. What else, Brett?
So you can change your address and move out of the country?
Well, I've changed my address, but I'm thinking of going on vacation, so that might be a good time to go. Anything else, Brett?
So you're going to leave your home and the possibility that it might get invaded?
Yeah, I'm perfectly okay with that, man. Trust me at this point. All right, break. Anything
there's
else?
A new Halo update, but I haven't had a chance to play it yet. But that's what I was saying about Halo compared to so many other shooters, is they keep adding updates after update after update. Yeah. And it's been DLC.
Bungie/343 has always been really good about staying on top of it, you know, trying to keep the game value rich.
I think that's a very strong aspect of Halo and the Halo franchise. They always try. I mean, that's their flagship. They got to do something special.
Well, right, but they've always charged you for the state for the like. Here's some more stages, and this is $5, $10, something like this. They've just been they've given more updates to Halo 5 than a lot of the other Halos combined.
Well, that's good. That's really
and it's
good,
all free.
Man. Yeah, that's good. I like that.
It's my favorite really word, free.
All right, Mug. What have you?
No, I think my favorite word is boobs.
Boobs.
No, yeah, I can't
free really boobs. That.
Free Ooh, boobs. Damn! Hey. God damn it! You blew my mind.
All right, Mug.
As for me, I've been playing. I played a little bit more of The Witcher 3 Complete Edition, and I got a copy of The Last Guardian, and so I've logged about 4 hours into that, and it's really good. The first couple hours are a lot of people were frustrated because of the way that that Trico interacts with you, because for the first couple hours he doesn't really trust you, so he won't listen to you, and it's like, well, that's that's frustrating. It's like, well, that's kind of part of the thing. It's like you reach a point, and it's like that's one thing about this one. The story is much more clearly laid out than in either of the Team Ico's previous titles. But it's like there's a very specific point where it's just like, okay. That, this creature will now actually start listening to you. You can give it guidance and everything. And I got to a point where I was just like, I've got to get this barrel up here, and I don't know how to do it. But, you know, I got to that point and it's like, okay, I'm going to stop for now. And, but yeah, I'm enjoying it though. I mean, it, if you, you know, the only thing that's kind of really like, about it is the camera is typical Team Eco camera. It's unwieldy.
Yeah, it's always been the trait of those games, man. I can't fault it too much. It's almost, to me, that's
it's like, it's just like, the weird thing about it is like, it wouldn't be bad, except it's like, it feels like there's this large dead zone on the stick that controls the camera. So it's like you have to, like, or you push it all the way, and there's a split second before the camera starts to move. And it's like, and I could say like the best controlled 3D camera I've ever seen, where you just had complete control over it, was in the Wind Waker.
Wind Waker was good.
It was just like completely fluid and responsive at all times.
I remember
it moved at exactly the right speed.
I remember Metroid being pretty good in that regard too, with cameras and angles and stuff like that. I seem to remember it was pretty good, but. Well, that sucks.
I don't mean like first person. I'm talking about where you're in a third person game where you have complete control of the camera, panning, you know, and around you and everything. The Souls games and the Bloodborne were good about that as well. But Zelda, like the Wind Waker, was the absolute best I've ever seen.
Yeah, Wind Waker was good, no question. All right, anything else, Mug?
No, that's it for me.
All right, let's move on to Stinkos. I'll just go on down the line here. Eric, your Stinko.
My Stinko is Bunch of Ohio Bullshit. First of all, the heartbeat bill passes into law in Ohio. And in case anybody didn't know what that was, it was a bill that, the link for it's just fucked up. That's not it. Well, that's not whatever.
Yes, but anyways, the bill. Yeah, like where the no abortions allowed past 6 weeks. Yeah, and actually, it turns out it's not even 6 weeks. It's 4 weeks. So yeah, but, I mean, it is effectively a ban on abortion entirely.
Yeah, it's bullshit, man. I mean, that look, you have who's over in Ohio? Kasich.
I'm gonna fix that link when I find it again, but
yeah, it's a bunch of bullshit, man, but whatever.
I am going to post a tweet as to why it's a bad thing that the heartbeat bill passed, and she basically explains how pregnancy works.
All right, but anything else, Eric?
My other stinko also relates to more Ohio Senate bullshit, is that the Ohio concealed weapons law has passed for college campuses, so oh, the page has been deleted. Great. It's like the internet's against me today.
So what was
the first one was my error, but this website doesn't exist anymore. But I'm gonna look for it again. But basically, I pretty much said it. But this is annoying because not too long ago, the Ohio State University got attacked by some crazy nutcase who drove his car onto campus, ran over a couple students, and then jumped out of his car and started slashing his knife around and injured a couple more other people. And then the cops came and shot him. But and even worse is that he was a Muslim who was practicing Islam. So, of course, people – that doesn't look good for Islam. And – of course, Fox News had to air that news story, and they probably twisted it. But anyways, there's some more bullshit. They also decided to not raise the minimum wage, and I think it's actually like gonna stay that way for a long time now.
Well, yeah, not only did they not raise it, they also passed a law preventing cities from raising it locally.
Yeah.
Counties can't raise it locally.
That's some bullshit man.
Let me go ahead and knock mine out, guys, because I've got to get going.
Yep. Go ahead, man.
Eric covered, you know, mine, you know, to a great extent. But just, you know, the ongoing saga of Trump and his, you know, political candidates. Or rather, and his appointees and all this shit. And God damn, I really just, you know, I hate that this is happening. This is, you know, like it's a goddamn nightmare. And I'll say, like, my I watched real quick. I watched Don't Breathe, and there was a couple of things about that movie that I really, it's like, this is a neat concept, and I was like, it's done okay. There's a couple of things where that really, really put me off about the movie. There's a bit where it's like, you know, the girl goes like, you can't do this, you know, incredibly horrible thing he's about to do. And he does this, once a man, a man can do anything once he stopped believing in God. It's like, oh, fuck you. You know, you're this, you know, this, you know, covert, you know, indictment of atheism.
Yeah. And I agree. Yeah.
But in the thing that he was about to do, Frank knows what I'm talking about, was the, like the, you know, the, I'm not a rapist. Yes, you fucking are.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just like, you know, by and large, I think that the trigger warning thing is pretty ridiculous. But I'm like, that was fucking heinous.
Yeah, and I was just like,
I was honestly like really like unsettled by that. I did not like that sequence at all.
I agree, but I actually liked it because it showed the. I'll talk about it because that's actually my sweeto of the week.
Yeah.
Mug, but.
I was gonna say that, you know, for my sweeto. Someone got me an awesome gift. That's the reason I have The Last Guardian. But I also received a copy of Twice Upon a Time on DVD, which is one of my favorite animated films of all time. And it hasn't received a release on any medium since Laserdisc. Yeah. And it's an awesome movie. And if you like animated stuff, this one's really, it's really weird and out there and silly and funny. And I recommend everybody check it out.
What you should have got
for now.
Watership Down.
What's that?
Watership Down.
Yeah. Well, no, it's like, yeah, I know, but it's like this one was one that's like, it was a movie that was released, you know, like it got broadcast on HBO. It never got a theatrical release. I just happened to see it during, like, you know, we had HBO when it came on. So I discovered it back in 1983 when it came out, you know, when it was put up. And it has this really weird legacy of, like, you know, like why it didn't get released on all these formats, because it's, you know, it's this Warner Brothers movie, and it has all, there's this, you know, there, one of the characters is what's called a video gorilla. It's this mechanical gorilla that has a TV screen for a face, and it shows video clips of old movies and TV shows as its means of expressing itself. So that caused a lot of licensing issues that kept it from seeing a release on modern media. Mm. So. But yeah, it's like last year they put it out on DVD, and I didn't know about it until, you know, like a few days ago, and then someone got it for me. So that was pretty cool.
It's awesome.
Yeah, but anyway, I've got to head out, guys. I'll catch you guys next time.
All right.
And see Mug. You guys next week.
Yep, see you next week, Mug.
Later, guys.
Later. Thankfully, no harmonica, you son of a bitch, Freak Five. He's out of here. No harmonica this week.
Wait.
Oh, shit. God damn it! You son of a bitch, get the fuck out of here. Jesus Christ, man. He did it. God damn it. All right, let's go to Breakman Stinko. I know I skipped you, Breakman, because Mug had...
That's fine. This weather is just affecting my sinuses.
Ugh, is it cold over there?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to go back to the concealment law. I found an actual article that didn't for me.
Okay.
But, not only that, but they're also seeking protections against discriminations against permit holders, for people that have guns. People who have guns are being discriminated against? Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's stupid. That's really dumb. 300 million fucking guns in this country. All right.
Yeah, and you know what? I posted the message on Facebook, and I won't mention who responded, but they tried using it makes sense because I may mention the fact that the student that attacked OSU went there is like, basically they made the argument, well, people who want to get guns are going to get guns to commit crimes anyways, so giving people the protection. There are the ability to protect themselves against such people.
This is so stupid logic.
It's dumb because, like, okay, so we're going to answer violence with more violence?
No, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Let's just add more guns to the mix. I'm a Second Amendment guy. I believe that you should have the right to get a gun if you want a gun. But I like all this concealed weapons bullshit and encouraging more fucking guns. And, you know, I mean, I don't own a gun. I like guns. I've shot guns. I'm really good shooting guns at the range, all that shit. But I don't even own a gun, man. I just don't want anybody telling me the ability to not be able to get one. But fuck, man. I mean, 300 million guns, isn't that enough? Jesus Christ. More guns don't equate to less violence. It equates to more violence.
It's more so violence. Especially since it will only empower people who are already psychologically unstable.
All right, let's go to break.
It's gonna lead to more accidents, and it's not gonna prevent them.
All right, let's go to break, man, and give him some time on your stinko, break, man.
We already did my stinko.
Did we? I didn't even hear it, man. All right,
sorry.
What about your sweeto, man?
I didn't really have one.
All right.
This beer's delicious. There, it's the beer. Yes.
Always go back to beer for you, man. If you can't think of something, break, man. All right, Eric, do you have a sweeto this week? I didn't see one on the
thing. My week was too shitty. Think about a sweeto?
I've had a pretty shitty fucking couple of months.
I'm serious. Am I gonna have to run for senator or to like get things done so that fix Ohio?
Well, just talk to your neighbors about a decent fucking progressive, man. That's all you got to do, man. I mean, it's getting ridiculous. All right, my sweeto this week, guys. As Mug mentioned, he saw Don't Breathe. I saw Don't Breathe, and I thought it was an excellent movie. There were a couple moments. Mug mentioned one where they kind of slammed atheist and atheism in a way backhanded. But overall, the movie was really good. I really like Fede Alvarez. I think he's an up-and-coming great director. I think he directed the Evil Dead remake, which I liked a lot. So he's another up-and-coming really good director. And then something else, political. I heard a story on the Young Turks about a Republican elector, Hamilton elector. He's actually not going to vote for Trump. So, I mean, there still is an outside shot that, you know, the Hamilton electors will spoil the election for Trump. He was, you know, Trump's big on, oh, I won the election, you know, the Electoral College is great and all this. But I wonder if the Republicans and the Democrats can get together and get, I don't know what they need. I think it's like 37 electors to vote against him. I wonder what he would say about the Electoral College if that little event happened. I think that would be so funny. I don't even care if they get a different Republican in there, but whatever. I just think that was kind of cool that a Republican stepped up and said he's not going to vote for Trump. So one down, 36 to go. So that's cool.
He said he was going to seek another Republican candidate, but there are none.
There's
so
plenty.
Who's he going to vote for?
Kasich. I think he mentioned Kasich. I would take Kasich a million times over Trump, and Kasich sucks.
So that's a vote that's still not going to anybody who would actually stand a better chance of actually getting the nomination.
Well, I'm telling you, it would be better for sure. All right, let's.
I mean, unless enough electors do that to the point where Hillary has more than he does, I don't see it being effective.
No. I don't think it has any chance either, Dungeon Buster, but it's fun.
At least
it's
nice that, you know, people aren't going for Trump. They're seeing how much of a shithead he is.
No, at least one, and that's encouraging. So, all right, let's move on to your reviews, Eric. Please do not spoil Moana for anybody. I'm going to go see that Sunday. I know you got
Disney princess movie, and it's one of the better ones, so see it. They're not spoiled.
Eric, I hate to put a damper on your political career, but Freak makes a very good point. He says if Eric wants to run, he needs to cut ties with Frank. I think that will be the smear campaign against Eric.
I'm pretty sure I would have to leave this podcast because I wouldn't have time for it.
Yeah,
you'd have to pretend like you've never heard of this podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Dungeon.
No,
Buster.
I don't need to cut ties with Frank. I just need to cut ties with Freak.
Yeah, exactly. Dungeon Buster says I would take Mitt Romney at this point. I would take Mitt Romney over fucking Trump too, man. That's a great point, Dungeon Buster. Shit. Yeah, I really want to see Moana, and I'm going to go see it with my daughter on Sunday.
I didn't like the Disney animation pre-film thing that they usually do for these things. Mm. It was meh.
Yeah, just a little bonus, man. Who cares?
All right. I like paper, and then like they weren't good after Paper. Paper, I think, is like the pinnacle of that stuff.
All right. So what do you give Moana? I didn't hear.
I'm going to give it a 9.
All right. Dungeon Buster says Fox will report on the.
The one thing I thought was really weird is that the one of the characters makes a joke about how Disney animated films are stupid musicals, and it's like, but this movie is a stupid musical.
Well, they all
it's
are,
like,
man.
That's, it's like, that's... if you're going to make the joke, then maybe there shouldn't have been songs after that point, but there were.
That's all right. All right, Kingsglaive, Final Fantasy 15. We talked about it earlier. Your review.
Yeah. It's better than Advent Children. That's all I can really say about it.
Yeah.
And yes, I imagine that a lot of – I think the way the movie's set up is that it these are events concurrent to what's going on in the game. But you the events that you don't actually get to see because you're busy doing that shit.
All right.
Because Noctis's dad is in the movie and he's also featured in the game. So they're obviously doing stuff before then or in between those parts up leading up to the parts in the film where different things happen.
How dare you, Breakman? You're exiled. all right. So what do you give it out of 10, Eric?
I'm going to give it... I'm going to give it a 5 because it's pretty average.
All right. That sounds fair. All right. Free for all this week. Earlier, Mug, I think, talked about celebrity.
The one thing I didn't like about the movie is that the lip syncing seemed a little off.
Well, that's probably to be expected, Eric. I think they do that.
Thing is, I think the lip syncing in Spirits Within was even better. So this is just weird.
All right, let's move to our free-for-all, guys.
And that's an old-ass movie.
Right. You done? Finished, Eric?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah, I didn't give it a – oh, no way, I didn't give it a score. That's right.
All right. Let's move on to our free-for-all. Earlier, Mug talked about people bitching about celebrities dying. Well, John Glenn, the first person to, I guess you would call it orbit the Earth, passed away. An absolute American hero. If people don't know the story of John Glenn, he went into space basically before anybody else did and took a huge risk with his life. I think he went up a total of 3 times into orbit. Never did make it to the moon. But I believe John Glenn's an absolute American hero.
And there'll be a sad day when Buzz Aldrin dies.
Yeah. Buzz Aldrin, I think, is from Colorado, if I'm not mistaken, which is really cool. But yeah, John Glenn passed away. So
I think my dad talked to John Glenn once.
That's really cool.
Why not? He did live in Ohio, and he lived near Cincinnati.
So taking this further, guys, space exploration.
Well, I've never met him. Are you saying I'm a loser?
No. I'm saying that. Don't you live closer to Dayton, though?
No, I don't. I live in Cincinnati.
Oh. So taking all this
into... Wait, I'm thinking of Dungeon Buster, right?
All right. Taking all this into account, guys, speaking of space and NASA and John Glenn and Buzz Aldrin and all this stuff... I guess the question is this, like, we're getting Trump in here for at least the next 4 years unless the Hamilton electors do the right thing. Fucking Hamilton electors, let's do it. What do you guys think the future of space exploration is? Because, I mean, in my opinion, the next 4 years, I mean, NASA's funding is going to get fucking – I mean, you might as well just fucking –
It's probably going to be left up to people like Elon Musk.
Yeah,
I mean, he might have pie-in-the-sky ideas, but at least he's got drive.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I agree with that, but I mean, I guess the question is, how important is it? Because, look, there's no question that there's climate change here. What's it going to look like in 100 years on this planet? I mean, none of us are going to be here in 100 years, but what is it going to look like? Like, what's the landscape going to look like? What are the temperatures going to look like? 200, 300, 400 years from now? Like, what is going to be the thing that finally makes people understand that space exploration should be at the forefront of a lot of people's minds. That and, you know, trying to reverse climate change with a lot of fucking energy changes. Like, what are we, you know, what are we thinking in this regard? Breakman, what do you think?
Yes.
Yes. That's what you think. Yes. What about you, Eric?
Yeah, why aren't we doing space stuff?
I mean, I guess the answer is right now it's super expensive, right? I mean, the fuel alone costs a lot of money. There's a lot of money.
Well, the problem is, we spend so much money investing in war and fighting and that kind of technology that we're not spending it on, well, things like NASA.
I always wondered.
There's only so much money to go around, despite what people think.
Our defense budget is gross, and it doesn't need to be as inflated as it is.
I always wondered that. Why? Like, we're always struggling with education in this country, right?
Well, and part of the problem is with the military budgets. They'll build these structures in countries like Iraq that are exuberantly priced, ridiculously priced, and as a citizen, you're wondering, like, wait a minute. That can't be right.
Well, there's a lot of
fraud
things
going on there.
Well, that's another thing.
You know what I mean? But there's so much going on as far as like spending money, just willy nilly spending money outside on things like war and.
I agree with you 100%, Breakman. I do think that there are certain.
I'm scared that the Earth is going to end up like Cowboy Bebop's Earth, where it's just a shithole.
Yeah. I agree with you, Breakman. I think we should really rethink our stance on wars, right? Like, the big deal is always oil and money and contracts and guns and funding people.
Everything, if you boil it all down, every government, it always comes down to money.
Always. It's always money. But we keep spending a lot of money to make what? A little bit more money, if that? Like, I don't think we're making any more money.
I think to get beyond money, we have to realize how stupid the concept of money is.
Yeah. I think once we get rid of
capitalism has done decent things, but I think it's actually a bigger blight on humanity than anything else.
I think Dungeon Buster made a good point here. He said there's no oil in space, and that's the key. I don't believe the future is fossil fuels. Fossil fuels will eventually run out whenever that is.
Like, we already are running out.
No, I understand that. But there's a lot of reserves. There's even a lot of reserves here in the United States on Native American grounds and stuff like that. There's enough to last for quite a long while with fossil fuels. But that's not the fucking answer. Why can't these oil companies get behind alternative energies and make a shit ton of money off of that? Like they could make money off of cars with electricity or with, different nuclear technologies or hydrogen technologies or wind energy or sun
energy. It's because these big oil companies, they spend a lot of money making sure that they are top priority, just like pharmaceutical companies. They invest so much money into our government.
Yeah. No, I know. It's just ridiculous.
That's what I mean. Like, it always comes down to money. It's always literally about money.
Yeah.
When the government's concerned.
And it sucks. It shouldn't be that way. Like, we should be championing ideas of space exploration and alternative fuels, reducing the cost of medicines, new medicinal technologies, you know, all this stuff. But we're going in the opposite direction, and you know, with this new president coming in here, it's just going to get worse, and it sucks. I mean, I think we're going to waste the next 4 years on nothing, and that really sucks. We all got to start thinking about the Earth. Our kids and our kids' kids are in jeopardy. They really are. I mean, I think the latest I heard, 30, 40 years from now, we could be in a serious health crisis with the Earth. So I was just up to think about.
Not to mention that the so-called – the Harpy bill passing, it has – there's no protection against Zika now because if you find out that your child might have Zika, then, well, good luck trying to, deal with that.
It sucks.
I think people are largely paranoid about the Zika thing.
I tend
to, I don't really agree, Brick.
I think
if we keep treating it like a joke, it's going to end up like Trump, and then it's going to be a problem later.
Well, I think there's a potential of that, Eric.
We're not treating it like a joke. The government's spending billions of dollars to fight it.
Well, I mean,
our government's not treating it like a joke.
I think we should be spending money on it, Brakeman. I think it is a health risk and needs to be looked at. I mean, it's not like the bird flu, right? I mean, everybody worried about that, and it was basically much ado about nothing. I mean, the bird flu was actually the swine flu. I mean, yeah. I actually attracted this swine flu, and it was way less worse than the regular flu. So, you know, there's certain times when we got to really think about things. I think the Zika virus is definitely one of those things that could be potentially major, but there's nothing to suggest that it currently is, I guess. So I'd rather spend my money on that any day than the wars that you were talking about, Breakman. So, you know.
That's what I was thinking.
He definitely
tracks the flu virus. He kind of flirts with it a little, and yeah. He winks at it. And says,
yeah, contracted is what I meant, you son of a bitch, freak 5-year exile.
Wait, you attracted it, and then you made it fill out a contract?
Shut up, break, man. Jesus Christ, man. Try to get through this fucking show. Jesus. All right. I think that's going to do it for this edition, guys. I've got some stuff going on here anyways. Let's go through our plugs. Eric, what are your plugs this week?
I'm gonna plug Boston Bastard Brigade, totallygn.com, and vognetwork.com. I don't think I mentioned it any of the previous weeks, but I do have a preview of Blossom Tales up on vognetwork.com, and AllAskGamers.com, you can find my review of Azure Striker Gunvolt 2, which is a good game. So go read the review there.
All right. Anything else?
And there is my YouTube page, and I'm considering making a video about my Patreons. Hopefully it'll reach more people, because I still am only stuck at one pledger.
Yeah, we need to get that out more, Eric. I haven't had any money to give you, my friend. Otherwise, I definitely would have. But we do need to get the word out on your Patreon, Eric. But make that video, dude. We'll link it in chat, and we'll put it in the show notes for future shows so we can maybe get you some more action there. But all right, anything else, Eric?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of YouTube, PewDiePie has deleted his channel.
Did he delete it? Did he actually delete it?
I think so. Because I didn't see any news saying that he didn't do it.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that. He was going to delete it after 50 million viewers. Any money on when he's going to be back tomorrow? Mm-hmm. All right. Breakman, your plugs.
I'm going to go with 1201.
1201. Okay.
Yeah, when he's back tomorrow.
Right, 1201, oh, exactly.
That's my bet. Like, I thought we were taking bets.
That guy made so much fucking money, man. He doesn't need any more money, but he'll be back.
Yeah, I read that. Like, apparently he's like he's the richest YouTube star or something like that.
Yeah, he makes like
he did it to protest against YouTube's policies that make people like him rich.
Yeah, no. No, he protested because they changed the algorithms to make it way less than what he's making now, which I actually agree with PewDiePie on these things. Mark that down for next week. We'll talk about it, Eric, all right? Breakman, anything else?
At @break_man and at @RPGrinders.
All right.
On Twitter.
Plugs are as follows. They go to Freak 5.
Yeah, I don't care Freak 5 because I don't even watch PewDiePie. But.
Right. As Freak says in chat, obviously none of us care enough to actually check to see if he deleted it.
Yeah, I don't follow PewDiePie, but I think he's important. And we're going to talk about it next week for sure. I'll plug Zombies Anonymous. That's Freak 5 show. Make sure you go check that out. One day maybe they'll be as good as DMT, but we'll keep the jury out on that, Freak 5. Make sure you check it out. It's a good show. It's about zombies. They talk Walking Dead and all things zombies and horror and all that stuff. Freak 5 was in chat. Dungeon Buster was there as well, as well as MXT was in there. Thanks, guys, for rejoining the show. Get the word out to your friends, family, whoever is geeky, dorky, likes skeptical shit, likes RPGs and video games. We would definitely like some more subscribers. And fuck you, Freak 5. You're exiled, son of a bitch. And that's it. That's it.
I'm sorry. I need to mute myself. I'm sorry.
Till next week, guys. We hope you guys have a good, safe weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, guys.